Welcome back to another Blast Zone episode. We got something special for y'all.
Fucking y'all.
I can't do it. I'll do this again. God.
Why?
Anyways, now we can keep going, I guess. On today's topic, we are going to discuss about
The babies.
Specifically, when having three or more kids and being with no money. So when having three or more kids and being financially stable, right? So, like we just said, if you have three or more kids and you have no money,
why?
Why? Yeah. You should ask yourself that. Why? And you know what? Their answer is going to be welfare. Right?
Or they don't believe in, like, abortion.
Yeah, that's true.
Or adoption or whatever.
Right? I mean, I get it if there happens to be, like, you know, circumstances to where it was uncontrollable, right? We won't get into those, but, you know, there are uncontrollables to where if you happen to do get pregnant, right? But if it happens to be, like, you know, more than once, then maybe you should just get your tubes tied. I'm just saying.
Or just learn how to use birth control.
Yeah. Or that. And you know what? Like, people that are keep saying, like, oh, it's gonna fuck up, like, a medication, like, I understand to a certain degree, but that's still pretty much an excuse.
It's just like you don't see very many accidents happen with people that are both taking birth control and using barrier protection, so
condoms.
There's obviously things to prevent the baby.
And especially if you actually care about not having a child, you'd think you would probably be more cautious, especially if you aren't ready for a child, you know? Or more than a child. Like three children.
Three childs.
My brain was getting there, you know? But, yeah. Like, I think in this day and age, if you aren't...
Just there's so many preventatives that it's kind of, like, difficult to have an accident now.
Yeah, the 100%. It's almost...
I'm like, sure it still happens, but...
It's almost like you're being ignorant at that point. Right?
I was gonna say something, but I'm not gonna say it because that could be a jinx omen, and I don't want that.
Oh yeah, true. Let's not jinx it.
No.
So yeah, I mean, I know for those that are like, oh wait, do you guys have kids or anything like that? No, we don't. But point in case is that we understand
that we don't have the monies.
We don't have the monies, right?
For the babies.
For the babies. And I know a lot of people that want to have kids, but, like, don't have the money. And I'm just like, you should really prioritize on how you can financially stable yourself when you have one to three kids, right?
Because, like, one's one thing, but, like, when you already have two and then it happens again and you're already struggling, like...
Yeah, you really need to think about your priorities and budget yourself and plan.
Again, I get, like, some people don't believe in, you know, abortions and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's why adoption's a thing. Or, like, if you don't want them to go into the system, a lot of time you just, like, basically directly hand them off to a family.
Yeah.
That is able to support them because they've been vetted and whatnot.
Plus, you have to think about it, too, right? If you are bringing a child or several kids into this world where you are hardly making ends meet, right? Just think about how your child or children, how they're going to, you know, feel, what the environment's going to be like, what they're going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, this is not good for the most part.
I mean, I think we all knew a kid or several kids growing up that, like, got made fun of because their clothes were obviously old or obviously hand-me-downs, or, like, they smelled because their family couldn't afford to use the water every day. Like, I feel like everybody knows somebody like that from their past.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, they know a kid that was made fun of for essentially being, like, the poor kid.
Yeah. I mean, even myself, like, you know, it happened in my family, too. So, you know, I definitely know how it feels to receive the hand-me-downs.
I was the oldest and the only girl, so that made it kind of hard to share things. When I was 4 years older than my next sibling, and both of my other siblings are boys.
Right.
So, like, they didn't even get my hand-me-downs. But, like, my middle brother, when he would outgrow stuff, like, they would give it to my youngest brother.
Yeah.
But I think that was more because my dad likes to be thrifty than anything else.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there is other things, like, you know, there's three of us, so, like, when there would be school trips to, say, like, California or something,
mm-hmm.
like, most of the time I wouldn't be able to go. The only reason that I was able to go was because someone dropped out at the last minute, and the family was like, well, we already paid for it, so just pick someone in the band that you think deserves to go that can't, and my band teacher picked me.
Mm-hmm.
That was literally the only reason I got to go.
Nice.
If that didn't happen, then I wouldn't have gone. Because it was a lot. It was like over $500 per person
mm-hmm.
to go to Disneyland for our band trip. And my dad was just like, we can't afford that.
Yeah. And that's also another thing, too. That's a great point to where, you know, if you can't, you know, afford that for your child, you know, imagine, like, what your child goes through school, you know, when kids are like, hey, we're going to go on this trip together, right? You coming, right? And mm-hmm. you're like, no. And then most often they ask why, and you're just, like, embarrassed as fuck as to why you don't,
yeah.
as to why you can't go. You know,
I think in my situation it was a little different just because it was like more not that we couldn't afford it. It was that they didn't want to spend that kind of money on me.
Yeah.
So it was a little different.
There's always that. But there's, oh yeah, I mean, there's other variables for it too. You know, whereas, like you said, the parent thinks it's like, oh, it's just stupid. You know.
But my brother's got to play club sports, and everyone knows how expensive that is.
Hey!
Boom, 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 blossom. Anyway, back on topic.
Back on topic. But yeah, you know, it's just like, if that's a situation for your kid, and, you know, and it constantly happens throughout their whole growing through grade school and high school, you know, that's going to have a negative effect on a kid. Usually.
And I mean, I knew several kids in school that it wasn't necessarily a money thing, but mm-hmm. it was a, like, they had so many kids in the family that they got, like, no attention.
Yeah, that's true.
'Cause there was this one family that, like, their parents got married, but each parent already had, like, 6 kids. So they ended up having 12 or 13 kids in this one house.
What the fuck?
And it kind of turned into, like, the big ones watch the little ones.
Yeah.
And, like, the younger kids wouldn't really get attention from the parents. And then, like, the big kids didn't really get attention from the parents either because they were busy being the parents, essentially.
Yeah.
So it was just a hot mess because a lot of the time,
that's a hot,
since there's so many kids, like, both of the parents were, like, constantly working. because they needed to support 13 kids. It was literally, like, cheaper by the dozen shit.
That is crazy. And it's like, you know, you literally can't focus on all 13 kids. Like, it's just near impossible to focus on all 13 kids.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, yeah, they're your kids. You, like, you love all of them, but you're just physically and mentally unable to give the amount of attention needed per kid. Like, it'd be impossible.
Seriously, yeah.
Because, like, I know people say, you know, well, we have family nights. Spending time all together is one thing, but, like, you should have one-on-one time.
Yeah. Like, how often are you spending one-on-one time? If you have, like, more than 5 kids, how often are you spending one-on-one time, like, more than 24 hours? Mm. You know?
Because, like, that was one thing that, like, when I was a kid, my grandma would take me out a lot just because she knew that, like, at home I wasn't really taken aside. But, like I told you, one of my favorite things was when I had my back doctor appointments when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was, like, one of the only times that it would just be me and my dad.
Yeah.
And literally all of my best memories with my dad are when it was just me and my dad.
Yeah.
So, not that I, like, didn't like hanging out with everybody else. It was just, those are the memories that stick with me, is when it was me and my dad. Like, my brothers and my stepmom went to Wyoming without us 1 year, and my dad and I literally stayed up until 4 a.m. playing Rock Band. Like, right. We literally went from start to finish, played all the songs and all the set list in one night.
Heck yeah.
So, it's like, you know, those kind of things are what stick with you. Like, sure, you remember other things, but the best things are a lot of the times when you were spending one-on-one time with a parent.
Yeah, and, you know, especially with that one-on-one time, because I know, like, there's always that other factor of, oh, well, if you spend too much time with one other kid, they're the favorite, you know, and it's pretty true to where, you know, you can't deny it that every parent has a favorite.
Yeah. Very true. But what's funny is that none of the kids ever think it's them. Like, they always say, no, like, you're the favorite.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck planet do you live on?
Right? Yeah, seriously. Or, like, they know that they're the favorite, but they, like, tell their sibling that they know that they're not the favorite, even though really they know that they're the favorite.
Yeah. Like, I know with my brothers, Jordan and I have said on multiple occasions that, like, Jeremy's the favorite. Growing up, it was always obvious that Jeremy's the favorite.
Yeah.
But Jeremy and Jordan will say the exception is with my dad. Like, between both parents, Jordan and I would say Jeremy's the favorite. But Jeremy and Jordan both, like, insist that with my dad, I'm the favorite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
You're like, no.
I'm like, maybe just because we have the most in common, like, you guys see it that way, but I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
But yeah, there's definitely a favorite. The whole I love you all the same bullshit.
Yeah.
No. But what's funny is, like, a lot of times people will say that the baby's always the favorite. No. I've met so many that they're like, no, I got fucking ignored.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you must be so babied and stuff like that, you know? I would say, like, yeah, you know, it's kind of true, but not to the fullest extent.
My youngest brother was definitely coddled a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, more than the other two, like me and my other brother, but I don't think he's treated like a baby anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is kind of true. Like, you hear a lot of people that are the youngest just be irritated that they're perpetually always seen as the baby.
Yeah.
And it gets annoying.
It does definitely get annoying.
I mean, I wouldn't know, but you would.
Yeah, I would know.
I'm the oldest, so I'm the boss.
And I'm the youngest.
And you're fucked.
You're fucked.
I'm the guinea pig.
Yep. And I think that's a good point there, too, is, you know, especially when your living situation isn't stable and you have that where you, since you're the oldest, I'm the youngest, you know, I definitely think it does create another variable and a different dynamic to the household, or especially the siblings.
Yeah, because, I mean, when I was little, we definitely did not have as much as when my brothers were born.
Right.
First of all, because I have a different mom than my brothers, but my mom wasn't working. So my dad had three different jobs to support us, essentially.
Yeah.
And when my brothers were born, my dad was at a point where, like, he was getting married, they had a very nice wedding, they had a house, whereas, like, yeah, we lived in apartments when I was a baby, like, when I was little, but at some point we lived with my grandparents, and then we went back to apartments. We didn't really have a house until Jeremy, my brother, was born.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's like, now you had, your family had more funds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes it could be, you know, taken out of proportion, or out of context from an outside perspective, you know, within the family. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. And then, like, you're kind of like, what the hell? Because,
yeah.
Like, more of the money usually goes towards the newer kid because, yeah. You know, they're a baby. They need more stuff. So, yeah. Like, yeah, they're more important. But as a little kid, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, what the hell? I was, like, top dog around here. Then this shit.
Right?
Which it was even worse for me because my brother was born on my fourth birthday. So my fourth birthday, I was in the hospital, like, the shit, where's my cake? What is this bald thing
getting in my way?
God,
jeez, spiteful.
Because I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I was like the center of attention for a while because I was not only the first kid in the family, but I was the first grandkid in the family too.
Ooh, nice.
So awesome. I was bald.
So you were bald.
I was the first grandkid on both sides.
Wow. All right,
so I was like the star of the show for like a whole 4 years.
But that, yeah, you know, it's a good point that you brought up about, you know, like the income that your family had. But that was like back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, you know, people don't really realize
now it's more fucked,
right? The differences between like early 2000s, probably even early, like, mid-90s and before, to, like, mid-2000s to now, to where how...
It's like housing quadrupled and wages have not even doubled.
Yeah. And it's just, like...
Insane.
The differences to where someone that, you know, would be able to have 5 to 10 kids before the 2000s, right?
Mm.
To, like, now, it's just... You know, you really just can't have the stable income to have 5 to 10 kids, you know?
Well, it's kind of like when my grandparents got their house, both of my grandparents, when they got their houses, I think in like the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
An average or like higher end house, like my one grandparents, they had their house built, so like a lot of the stuff was custom. It was in like the high 80,000s.
Mm-hmm.
Today you're lucky to find a decent house for like 300,000,
right?
Because 200,000, you're getting probably a fixer upper still
in like the bad part of town.
Yeah, but like my other grandparents, I think their house was $89,000 when they bought it in 1989.
Oh yeah, people in like California or like New York are like 200,000.
Yeah. And now the house is worth almost 400,000. Yeah. I'm just like, what the hell?
That's crazy.
It's just one of those things where you're like, you know, there used to be a time where one person in the house could have a full-time job and you'd be set. But now it's like you see people with two parents with full-time jobs and they're still struggling.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That is insane. Is that, you mentioned it, because you recently just did your ancestry stuff. It was the, I think I saw on there, the article, I think it was the German guy, I think he made like $2.40, which was equivalent to like
$2.40 a day.
Yeah, and that was equivalent to like 40 something dollars.
Yeah, it was like $43 a day.
Yeah, and that was less than 100 years ago, right? That was like,
yeah,
it was like 60 years ago, 80 years ago, 70 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was in the 1940s.
Yeah, 1940s, yeah.
But yeah, it was just like one of those things where it's like, oh, yearly, it was average to make like 16,000.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
And you know, back then, I think it said his rent was like $50 or $54, something like that.
And that was like luxury life or some shit, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, when you see the pictures of his life, you're just like, he looks pretty okay. Like, I wouldn't say he looked rich or anything, yeah, but he definitely did not look like he was poor.
Yeah.
And this was while working during, the end of the, or in the middle of World War II?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That's just crazy to think that. So it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, nowadays, you know, you really have to think about, you know, should you be having kids?
Well, and a lot of people had a lot of kids back in the day because, like,
yeah,
they ran farms or ranches.
Yeah.
So it was free labor.
Mm-hmm. And I am probably going to dabble into this just a little bit. But I'm going to say that, you know, with... come on, like, a majority of religion is for people to have babies. A lot of babies, mm-hmm, right? And it's old religion, you know, from way, way, way a long time ago. And you honestly can't deny the fact that, you know, religion is... people are having kids, like, super young... based on that, and then they are usually fucked. Mm-hmm. Especially if they aren't financially stable. You know, like, I'm all for reproducing and stuff like that, bringing more babies to the world. Like, don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, if you
have the money.
Yeah, if you aren't able to afford it.
Or, like, you know, take the initiative. Like, I see people all the time that, like, would have kids in high school, and that would basically just, like, light a fire under their ass, because they were,
yeah,
like, I need to provide for my child.
Yeah.
But then you see way more people just be like, oh, I can just get money from the government and not have to do shit.
And that's sad. It's so many people.
Well, I told you about those two girls I used to work with.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with two different women, and both of them had 6 or 7 kids. I think one had 6 and one had 7. And obviously at Walmart, you don't make very much money.
Yeah, you don't.
And they would just sit there and brag about how their job was basically just extra money because they got financial support from the government. They got over $600 in food stamps every month, and they only had to pay like $500 a month for rent because they were on Article 9, like Section 8, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On the Section 8 housing. They're like, oh yeah, like, I don't have to find a better job because, like, this job's already pretty much extra income with how much I get on welfare, food stamps, and my rent being so cheap. It was, yeah. Like, and then, after I left that job, I was at Walmart grocery shopping, and I saw one of them, and she was pregnant again.
Oh my god. Holy fuck.
What the fuck?
More government assistance, you know?
Well, that's just insane, because you see people get denied all the time for food stamps that actually need it. Not that they don't need it too, but, like, it's very biased towards people with kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see people all the time that they immediately get shot down if they don't have kids.
Yeah.
And, like, I understand, like, both parties need it, but the fact that people without kids constantly get denied help because they don't have kids is kind of bullshit.
Yeah. What about all those like students that are trying to create their own career, like going through college, you know, schooling, or even a business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they just can't because, you know, they don't have babies, no kids. It's actually kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I don't understand why you get special treatment for having kids, because you're not doing anything that everybody can't do.
Yeah, exactly. And also, sometimes,
for not having kids.
Sometimes you should not be having a kid, you know?
I've met many people that I'm like, oh god, you're reproducing.
Yeah.
Do we really need more of you?
Yeah, exactly.
Dear God.
Which is why there's always an asterisk between of, like, A, reproducing is good, asterisk.
Except for you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. It's fucking crazy.
It's like, you know, shit happens. Like, myself, I was not planned whatsoever. My dad did not want a kid at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came into the world, he busted his ass.
Yeah.
To make sure I was provided for.
Exactly. Now, see, here was the difference in your situation to where, you know, you didn't have a sibling until years later, you know?
Yeah. Right? Wasn't planned, but 4 years later, yeah.
Right? But, you know, there's been so many times where I've seen it's like a year apart, or maybe 2 years apart. I still think 2 years apart is still pretty close, you know, especially if you're not, you know, stable enough.
It's kind of like my brothers. I think they're a year and a half
apart. Yeah. You know, I mean, at that point, you know, they're pretty stable. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
At that point, we were in the house. Yeah. So.
Ooh, and I also think that, you know, your point that we've talked about, that you brought up outside of this, that I think would be a good point to bring up here is, you know, when you are having kids, you know, the person that is making the money should...
Yes.
Should still be the one that's making the money. So, and you should explain this part, because yeah, you should talk about this.
So, I mean, this kind of goes into another topic we have on our list, but we'll go there. The, like, so many times you hear people and, I mean, unfortunately, many men mm-hmm. assume that the female in the relationship is going to stay home when kids are born. Which, I mean, if that's her choice and she wants to do that, great. Like, whatever. A lot of people would recommend that at least in the early stages of life that one of you is home with the kid.
Yeah.
But there's been several times or several people that I've met where the woman in the relationship is more educated, like on paper, more educated and makes way more money than the male, the man in the relationship. But when they have kids, they end up staying home with the kid and the husband's the new breadwinner, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're struggling because they're missing that big chunk of money that the woman was making in her job since she was making more money.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that was odd. Like, again, if it's her choice to stay home, that's one thing. Like, great. If you want to do that, cool. But she shouldn't be forced to stay home just because she's the mother.
Yeah, she really shouldn't. Especially if she's the one that's going to be providing majority of the income for your family.
Like, if she would provide a better financial life for your family, why would she stay home? Like, personally, say, if I made more money, I would have no problem with the guy being like, I'll stay home. But the thing is dudes get shit for it.
Yeah.
When guys stay home instead of the female, they basically get seen as like a bitch.
Yeah, like, oh, you little bitch.
Like, you're the house husband.
Yeah, exactly. You little
bitch. And you're like, oh,
so you're not the man of the house? So,
yeah, you're not the man of the house.
So you've been whipped?
Yeah. Like, that kind of shit. Like, that he doesn't wear the pants anymore. He's emasculated or whatever. Yeah. And I'm just like, but why? Like, why is that so looked down upon? Like,
yeah.
I personally have never seen anything wrong with a man staying home with his kids if the woman in the household makes more money for their family.
Like, isn't what we want to see around us is, like, people not struggling?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know about you guys, but, like, you know, I think it'd be pretty nice to not see everybody, like, struggling.
Yeah. It was like I told you about my old boss. Like, yeah, he owned his own shop. He was a mechanic. But his wife had a master's degree in speech pathology. Speech pathologists make a shit ton of money. And they had 5 kids. So Jesus I was Christ. Like, you know how much... Like, they weren't, like, bad off or like poor or anything like that, but they definitely would have had more of a financial cushion if she was the one working.
So she stopped working?
Yeah, she stopped working. She got her degree and literally stopped working like a year later when they had their first kid and hasn't worked since.
Oh, I've heard that so often. I was you like, know,
you spent all that time on the degree to do something you love and then you have kids and you just don't use it.
Yeah, and it happens. It's way more common than people think that it's so surprising to where people don't believe that happens all the time.
Well, in their case, it definitely happened because they're super religious.
Yep. Yeah.
She would be a bad woman and mother if she didn't stay home.
She would be sinned.
She would be an ass.
Yeah. And that is actually a bunch of bullshit. Yeah, that's just dumb. That's just closed-minded, incompetent people.
I mean, I watched something that was, like, it was a documentary that was kind of about that topic, and the guy was white, his wife was Asian, and she was a pediatrician. And he's like, hell yeah, like, when we had a kid, like, we had already agreed that when we had kids, I would stay home, and she would continue to work, because she's a fucking doctor. Why would she stop working?
Yeah.
Like, because he was something like a game designer or something, where he could do it from home, so he really didn't need to even quit his job to stay home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But he was like, why in the world would I ask her to quit, like, being a doctor?
You would think that's common sense, right? That's logical and common sense.
But he also said, like, he got all sorts of shit from like, they both get all sorts of shit from her friends and family because he stays at home and he's her bitch.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
Yeah. And that's stupid. That's idiocy. That is incompetent people like that that keep telling him that he's a little bitch or whatever. It's like, no.
Because that's the other thing that comes up all the time is, like, you see women get criticized for every little thing when it comes to parenting. Like, you're a bad mom for this, you're a bad mom for that. But then you see, like, the dads getting praised for doing, like, things they should be doing anyway.
Yeah.
You're like,
not to say, like, what? Dads don't, like, they don't.
No, they don't, like, but get I would
agree with you.
Moms get criticized a bit more.
I would definitely agree with that, yeah.
And I also think it's bullshit.
I would say just a bit more. I would say way more.
Yeah, way more.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like you see a lot of people also say, like, a father can never have the same, like, the same connection with their kids that a mother does. And I was like, I think that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, personally, I grew up with my dad. And I would not say that he loves me any less than my mom.
Yeah.
You're like, it's different. I'm like, okay.
Seriously. But yeah, no. You know, in conclusion, is the person that is making the most money, most income at the time
should continue to work.
Yes. Now, if you both are making the same amount of income, which, you know, usually is unlikely, in that case, then, yeah, you know, kind of work around playing around with it. You know, like, hey, like, split it. I don't know. But I don't think in most cases people make the same income.
Most of the time, no.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where, it really comes down to communicating what you want to do.
Yeah, honestly. But,
because sure, like, if the woman makes more money, but she really wants to be home and be a mom, then
all power.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but go ahead and do that, but you shouldn't be forced to, is the point.
But you should also think about the consequences to where, if your income suddenly plummets a lot, you're going to really have to re-budget yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lifestyle that you live with the money that you currently did have to instantly having way less, you know, it's hard. It would most likely be a hard habit to break.
That's why a lot of people you'll see, like, if the parent that does make more money is planning to stay home, mm-hmm. they actually, like, plan and save.
Yeah.
So that they have basically the amount that makes up the difference of when they do leave their job.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that a lot of places are actually giving dads leave now, too.
Yeah, that is actually really nice.
That's actually pretty cool.
Especially for, like, the single dads. But, like, there are... I've definitely seen quite a few single dads that have, like, month-year-old babies.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting. Because, you know, mostly you don't see that, but...
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean...
Yeah. Have the monies.
Have the monies.
Before you have the babies.
Before you have the babies.
Or if you have a baby on accident, get the fire lit.
Yeah, get the fire lit. Don't just be one of those people that's like, I have the government.
Take care of me.
I have the government. It's gonna be all right. No, don't be one of those people. Because then again, you're the reason why shit's fucked up. It's true. It's true. And people can go on like, oh, you don't have a kid. Like, yeah, exactly. The reason why is because...
No monies. Not enough monies. Not enough monies.
Yeah, no, no. Because kids are expensive.
Diapers alone.
And then everything else is expensive that comes with having a kid. let alone one kid, three or more kids. Like, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
There's a freaking formula shortage.
I know, right?
And we're going back to 1950.
Yeah, exactly.
But not in prices. Inflation.
Seriously. God. But yeah, feel free to let us know what your experiences has been. You know, feel free to leave a comment. You know?
If you're mad,
if you're mad, then that means you are part of the problem. I mean, it's true.
You're like, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's
yeah.
Kind of like all I got. You got anything else? Yeah,
just you know, no shit happens. But if you don't have the money to have kids, don't. If shit happens, then find a way to support yourself and your kid. Don't just rely on everybody else.
Yep. And kudos for those that get their ass lit on fire because they're like, oh shit, I got to put my ass in gear.
Exactly.
You guys are the real winners.
God damn it.
Wait, you guys and girls. Well, other than that, again, thanks for listening to another episode of The Blast Zone.
Blasted.
Yeah. Share it to your friends, your family, people that you don't know, strangers.
Recommend topics if you want.
Yeah, feel free to recommend topics.
We might already have them on the list. Who knows?
You never know. Don't forget to follow our social media. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel at Rising Moon. We are on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter.
Join the server.
Join the Rising Moon Global server. It is an 18 and up server to where we accept you for who you are within reasons. Verification is required, so be prepared for that. It is not only for our safety,
but yours. Yay.
And to everyone else, bye-bye.